Hello, my name is April Kirkwood. We're talking about Dancing with the Devil in the Pale Moonlight. As close to the devil as you're going to get is being with a narcissist. Why? Because the number one thing about narcissists is we usually think they're unhappy and insecure, but they take huge delight into knocking us on our dupas. They want us to feel insecure. The worse we feel about ourselves, the more we rant and rave and cry and scream and beg them, please, please, what have I done wrong? I love you. I'm trying. The more you do that stuff, the more they revel in it and the more power. It's like putting fuel into a nice Porsche. Okay? And usually they are nice. I mean, some of narcissists are the most enchanting people. They usually like to hang out with very wealthy people. They have lofty aspirations. They are in the know. They know what they want. They go after it. Except when it's going after making somebody feel like a piece of garbage. And they do that by saying four prominent things. Don't let it happen to you. The first thing they say is, you're crazy. Now, what they really mean is, I love the chaos this is starting. And the more bizarre and weirdo, and like say you're acting out at a club or you're acting out at a family party, the more you do that, the more no one is going to value your opinion and value theirs. They trumped you, ladies and gentlemen, and you gave them all the power. Yes. The next one is you are totally jealous over nothing. There's nothing more that a narcissist likes is the triangle. To have that feeling of people fighting over them they will flirt with somebody else in front of you for one reason only. To get your attention and maybe the attention of the other person. But usually it's about you, darling. It's about you. They want to mess with your head so you can't dance the dance of life. You're going to weeble and wobble and you may fall down. And I love this one. Oh my God, this is the best. It's not all about you. It's about me. So what this person is doing is projecting onto you their stuff. And you know what happens? Because I've been with narcissists, is you feel guilty. You're like, am I crazy? You know, am I making this up? Are they flirting with somebody? Is it me? And then people say, why are you overreacting? And I would say something like, well, you don't really know them. Oh, they're wonderful. Every time I see him out, he's wonderful. Not so wonderful behind closed doors. These people are very profoundly expert at what they do. So they have a covert plan to cover it up so no one sees the ugly, devilish truth. It's not all about you. It should be about you. They are making you miserable, making your self-esteem go down, making you feel afraid. No one will like you if you leave me. I'll tell everyone. Everyone thinks you're nuts anyhow. How are you going to ever replace somebody with me? These are the things you hear. And, you know, eventually, if you keep hearing this stuff, it will take your self-esteem down to zero. And then what happens? You stay more and you begin to accept that this is the way you should be treated. And last but not least, this is the killer. Oh, baby, I love you. It's kind of like saying the love bomb. It hits you there. Ugh. Everybody wants to hear the words, I love you. We want to be loved and it's natural. And when you move in there and drop your defenses and get cozy and lovey-dovey and all of that good stuff that comes with I love you, you know what I'm talking about. What happens is they really move in and they feel even more elated because they have won. So they've treated you like a dog, danced with you, knocking you down, making you wobble, making you trip, making you unsure of every step you take, and still, I love you. You just don't understand me. You see a narcissist, run away. Listen to this. If you are in a relationship right now and you hear any of this crap, personally, I find it very dangerous to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. There'll be more notes on this. Go to aprilkirkwood.com and subscribe. Let's talk about this. Hey, bada bing, bada boom. You know a narcissist? So do I. Hey, I will tell you, on my website, we'll have a whole article about this with more details of narcissism and more videos coming up shortly. Also, don't forget to get my book on how my self-esteem went down from my early childhood. It's Working My Way Back to Me, Trying to Get Healthy. And you can get it on Amazon, on Kindle, Barnes and Nobles. And if you go to my website, once again, you can find everything. It's aprilkirkwood.com. That's all for today. Remember, you deserve to be happy. Don't put up with anyone who gives you less than you deserve. Sometimes we forget. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you if you let it, and nothing can stop it. And so it is until we meet again. Hey, let's hook up. Write to me. I want to hear what you think.